Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Menigan's in for Baskin today. I'm Jeff Phelps. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, was just with us here on the show. And Mike, pretty strong thought. If you're the Browns, you go get him. You go get John Harbaugh. You do everything you can to get him, bring him in here, and let him take care of it. Let him fix it. Good coach, great track record, still wants to coach, wants to be the man. You go get him, and you go get him now. I thought it was really, from the national perspective, I thought it was interesting because, Dan, it seemed like he thought the Browns might be able to pull it off.
We know how Jimmy Haslam works. We know that Jimmy Haslam doesn't really take no for an answer. I mean, goodness, the Deshaun Watson case,
has
that
the
one home.
Checking account to prove it.
Yep. If that's the guy that he wants, then that's the guy he's going to go after. And that's the guy who he will do everything he can in his power to get here. The question I have with it is, does John Harbaugh want to do it? Because I don't want this to be Monty Williams. That was such a disaster in Detroit. And I know that was a little bit different because he was dealing with family stuff in between. He didn't want to coach in anywhere, and he didn't want to coach in Detroit. And his heart wasn't completely in it, and it blew up. And I don't want that for the Cleveland Browns. That's my fear in all of this, is that if his heart isn't there and he's just doing it for the check.
But that's not what we're hearing.
Right.
We're hearing the guy wants to coach.
Right. It's just, I have to get that out there. I have to put that disclaimer out there on all of this stuff because that went so poorly and has stuck with me. Of how bad that went with Monty Williams. So I would do the same. I would go get John Harbaugh. I'd get him right now. I would.
It means you have to make a change in the front office, you would do it.
Take care. Andrew Berry, thank you for everything you've done. We've got it for here. Like, it's that simple. There are certain guys.
I would agree with that.
There are certain guys that come along that would cause you to blow everything up in the same way that the Jags had to with Trent Baalke. They didn't want to move on from Trent Baalke, but the minute Liam Cohen said, you get rid of that guy, I'm in, done.
You know what's interesting to me is that, and you and I have talked about this extensively, we thought Kevin Stefanski did good work here. Did he do great work? No. Didn't do great work. Did he do good work? Yeah.
Yes.
And I talked about consistently, look what he has to work with. Man, this is not about us. You're hearing a lot of people say the same thing now, including Mike Florio just saying the same thing, which is why I think there's a better than 50-50 chance Kevin ends up coaching one of these teams that's looking for a head coach right now.
Are there timeouts he should have called that he didn't?
Yep.
Yes. Are there fourth down plays that he shouldn't have ran that he did?
Trick plays, yes. Inside the 10-yard line when he should have just handed it to Nick Chubb.
Did he give the ball to Nick Chubb enough? Oh,
in the right situations.
But again, we all want John Harbaugh. And you've pointed out before the fourth quarter situation where they didn't hand the ball to Derrick Henry enough, but instead made Lamar Jackson throw it.
And they lost the game because of it.
Every single coach has these things. Everybody. And especially now where we are so locked in on all the things that these coaches are doing wrong that I think sometimes it overshadows what these coaches do right. Look, I think it was time for the Browns to move on from Kevin Stefanski. I thought it was time.
You've said that even though you thought he did a solid job.
I think he's a damn good coach, and he's going to be a good coach wherever he gets hired next. And whoever that team is going to have somebody that's going to represent the organization well and is going to put them on a track for success. I just think it was time.
Could Kevin win a Super Bowl somewhere? Maybe. Could he end up being like Marty Schottenheimer? Marty was a really good football coach who ended up with four teams and never won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew Marty was going to come in and run a good program and give you a chance to win football games.
Right. It's just sometimes it's just time. It's what they're saying in John Harbaugh. It's just time.
Well, that's what they're saying. Trevor's in Cleveland. Trevor?
All right, Trevor.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well, all right. Man. Thank you.
First time caller.
Awesome. Thank you.
You guys touched on a lot of it, but my biggest thing looking at it is if he were to come here or wanted to come here, right, that's the biggest thing. I heard the report that Andrew Berry might take on some of the responsibility that Deepa Desta left. If that's the case, I mean, a CEO head coach is what you're looking for, right?
I would think so, but Harbaugh has always been that kind of a coach, and I'll say CEO, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't know his football. Guy was a special teams coordinator.
Right.
He had to coach everybody.
Yeah.
Which is, let's not forget, that's a weakness of ours right now, right?
Very true.
Very much so.
Also, there seems to be like there would be a mutual respect between Jim Schwartz and Harbaugh, you would hope, which I think is a plus, because you don't want to come into a situation and lose a, you know, the one bright spot that we had this past year. But that being said, also, if we were to interview Todd Monken or want to, John knows that better than anybody else. So it seems like it would make a lot of sense if he were able to bring that, or at least bring the same idea to rebuild an offense here, knowing that there isn't one.
Trevor, thank you.
Appreciate
Keep calling, Trevor.
A little bit of news that is coming down as well. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and the Plain Dealer. Tommy Rees, Jim Schwartz will interview for the head coaching job of the Cleveland Browns tomorrow. On Thursday, they will do that. The Browns have also requested permission to interview Bengals offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher for their head coaching job as well, according to multiple reports. So, yeah, tomorrow, Rees and Schwartz interview for the head coaching gig.
What we haven't heard yet, does this mean anything to you? Haven't heard any other teams ask for permission to interview Tommy Rees or Jim Schwartz. That mean anything to you?
I think it's still early.
Okay.
I think it's still early. Now, it means something that these guys aren't like running in and immediately going, I need to talk to that guy now, immediately. I think that does kind of say something, but I wonder if we're going to see more and more of it, especially now with the news being out there that Rees and Schwartz are interested. I wonder if we see more of that with teams going like, oh, okay, I'll talk to Jim Schwartz. Oh, okay. Tommy Rees up and coming, you know, offensive coordinator, offensive mind, did well at Alabama, had his moments here. Okay. Maybe that's somebody we're talking to as well.
And remember, this could be the case too. The Browns in the past have interviewed guys, and then, you know, we want to get familiar with you because we might slot you in somewhere else. If a new coach comes in here and doesn't want Tommy Rees as offensive coordinator, then Tommy Rees is suddenly available.
Exactly.
Same with Jim Schwartz.
Exactly. That's how all of this goes, by the way. Like, these guys are current employees, and then the new head coach will come in and say, all right, I want him. It's the same reason why, I goof his name up every single time. He was the special teams coach who lasted through everyone. It's not Tarver.
Chris Tabor.
Tabor. Thank you. It's the same reason why he was able to last through everyone, is it's due to the fact that, like, this guy, the new coach comes in and they'll go, all right, I don't want you. You do a really good job. We'll hang on to you. Or I have a previous relationship with you. We'll hang on to you. Yeah. We'll hang on to this guy. You do a good job with the offensive line. Like, that's how all of this stuff ends up going when it comes to head coach hires. It's not like when somebody gets fired, the whole staff gets wiped. It's more the next guy up to them to go, all right, do you want him or do you not want him?
216-474-0092 is our number. Love to hear from you. We're going to talk to Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, coming up at 1 o'clock. Anything that happens with any of this coaching stuff, Dan just mentioning Schwartz and Rees interviewing with the Browns tomorrow. But the ownership has a big decision to make. The vice president of football operations has a big decision to make, Andrew Berry. Do you trust them to get it right? We'll give you some food for thought based on what they've done in the past, who they didn't hire, and who they talked to. Coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps, Dan Menigan in for Andy.